Jersey? Well, it's kind of flooding up there in my hometown a little bit right now, and it didn't hit us yet, so I'm kind of concerned about my mother's house and everybody else up there.
What's your family saying about it? I mean, so far, how?
Well, we used to live down near First Street. It's right next to the bay out there, so they said it's already flooded down there. My mother's new house is probably a mile and a half away from there, so hopefully it doesn't get too bad around her area.
Has she left, or is she just kind of hanging?
Everybody's at her house right now. My two brothers, my two sisters there's right now, my father and everybody, so they're hoping that it doesn't hit them as bad as it's hitting down there right now.
You've been paying attention to the Weather Channel, kind of keeping up with what's going on?
No, not really. I've tried to be paying attention to our job and what we need to do this week.
Is that hard, though? I mean, I know you're focused on Titan stuff, but it's your family.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, but I know they'll get through it. I'm praying about it, and I know God will get us through it, and hopefully that nothing will happen.
Did you come out yesterday's game healthy, or it looked like you're maybe hobbling a little bit?
No, I'm healthy. I'm the same as I was the last couple of weeks. I just got an MRI today just to make sure everything's all right, and I'm doing good.
How high is the frustration level for the offense? You know, 13 points yesterday, and had been putting up some good points the last couple of weeks.
Well, we only had the ball 7 possessions, and we should have did something with the ball regardless of how many possessions we got. We only had 65 plays, but we should have put more points on there. I believe that we should have focused on their weak points once one of their corners got hurt. I think we should have threw the ball around a little bit more. Even the offensive penalties really hurt us, and a couple of guys on the offensive line stepped up, and we just hopefully we'll get better this week and we can do something.
Have you ever been part of a game where there were so many offensive pass interference calls?
Well, not on me, no. well, that would be my first where it had been 3 in a row where it was called on us on the receivers, and that's something that we'll work on this week of not extending the arms out, even though they was grabbing the arms or just keeping the arms inside.
It hasn't really been a problem in the past. I mean, this season, not as much as it was, you know, yesterday.
Well, the officials that we had yesterday, they had the most offensive penalties, penalties of the lead last year, so that's something that we should have gone into the game knowing, and hopefully that we'll learn our lesson from that. My knee, just make sure that everything's okay.
Just was it?
Yes. Well, the doctor called me out and told me everything looks good and everything's healthy, so I'm excited to be back today, this week.
Were you concerned that there might be some further damage? Had it, you know, something bothering you?
I landed him a couple of times yesterday. Yesterday came out feeling good and everything, so I just wanted to check up and make sure.
Was it your
right? Yes.
You afraid maybe
some
time this week?
No, not at all. I'll definitely be in this week, and then I'll be playing definitely on Sunday.
The official gave you an explanation why it was an offensive pass interference on
the touchdown, the ref on the sideline said he saw the hand fighting. That's why he didn't call it. And the back judge official only saw the guy fall on the ground, so that's why he called it. He said that's what he told Munch. So I can't overtalk him. Calls or anything like that, so I have to live with it.
You're usually very outgoing and friendly to all of us. How come you left so quickly yesterday?
Frustrated to lose a game that we was a reason and something that we should have won, and we definitely should have had more points on the board. We left some points out there, even though we had it only less too many possessions. But I believe that was a team that we could have beat, and not just beat. We should have had way more points on the board and blow them out. Everybody's just anxious to get back out there and go do their job and make this turn around. Like I said yesterday, we believe that we should have had this third game definitely win streak yesterday. And everybody's just frustrated of losing a close game like that, because all our games that we had so far that we won is overtime or close games, and we won 1 point, and we believe that we could have made it happen yesterday when we had the ball for the last time.
Does it surprise you that Jared reportedly asked for a trade, and does that disrupt the chemistry in the locker room?
Well, we asked around. Well, I didn't find out unless somebody said it to me today in the locker room, and I asked him. He said it. He didn't say it, and so that's something that we're not concerned about, it because we know that we're all fighting for the same goal, is just to turn this season around. So I don't believe that he went out there and reported that he wanted to trade.
Kenny, how surprised are you that the offense didn't score more yesterday, given the fact that you had two good, you know, good games in a row, had a winning streak?
I'm not too sure, to tell you the truth. We've been out there. CJ was running the ball good. We had one man-on-man coverage. We threw the ball down the field. We took some shots. We made some plays that down the field. I believe that we should have took a little bit more, knowing that one of the starting quarters got hurt. I think we got a little discouraged about the offensive pass interference calls, and I believe that we should just throw the ball down the field and just hit their weak points.
You said you left frustrated. Frustrated with yourself, others? Who specifically? Where does it come from?
Just all around. I think I could have played a better game. I believe I could have helped the team out more out there. I think I wanted to be more involved in the play calling, especially the second half. But we got players all around the field that could make plays, and we just didn't go out there and execute like we wanted to.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it.